Yeah, it's harder now, isn't it? It's, you know, I guess you get an overnight sensation, but maybe they won't last but a year. I mean, that's one of the differences, isn't it?
Well, it's a big business. I mean, it's different business. I mean, some of these bands are, you know, seemingly overnight successes, but I mean, people like Katy Perry and Bruno Mars, those aren't really overnight successes. It's just that when they break so big. And there's so many different avenues that it seems like it's like, wow, where'd they come from? But I mean, Bruno Mars did on several different labels, and you know, Katy Perry was banging around L.A. for a long time, writing tons of songs before, you know, she really got her, you know, planets aligned, you know. So I mean, some of them have been smoother. I think a lot smoother. I think Taylor Swift's a good example of the way they went about it, and she did just bust right out there, and she's, you know, she's really, really talented. Or, you know, One Direction is probably the biggest pop band in the world right now. Not seemingly overnight, but they had the push of, you know, television in Britain, you know, and that was a kind of Cal creation, you know. So there's different ways, but I think that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, kids need to know how to make records still, and they need to be able to, you know, learn the craft. And what's different when we started is record labels truly existed and would get behind a band for, you know, two or three albums minimum and put them out on tour and support them. And it just doesn't work that way anymore. The labels want an instant meteoric smash hit, you know, on the first tee off, you know. it's just different. They don't nurture it like they used to, but it's because, you know, of declining sales. I mean, it's crazy the way it works. So the money that's being made is being made from a whole different area, you know,
sure,
than it was.
And
really records.
As we wrap up here, you mentioned some current acts. What current acts do you like to listen to these days?
You know, I like a lot of stuff. I love through working with my kids or being around them. I mean, I'm exposed to all of it, like what I term super pop, which is like Katy Perry or I love Bruno Mars. I think Bruno Mars is one of the most exciting new acts on the scene, you know, or you know, not necessarily new, but he just keeps getting better and better, and he's just great to watch. There's a new band that's actually on the same label, David Foster's label over at, you know, Universal Music, called Dirty Loops. I don't know if you've seen Dirty Loops, but they are unbelievable. They're three guys from Sweden. They're like Stevie Wonder meets Earth, Wind, and Fire meets Steely Dan. And they're, you know, Swedish, and the lead singer's got like this crazy five octave range.
Wow.
if you look them up, dirtyloops.com, it's exactly what it sounds like, but you'll be blown away. I mean, they did a cover of a Justin Bieber song called one of his big hits, Baby Baby, and the notes, the comments on YouTube were, I can't believe I'm listening to a Justin Bieber song, because it's just this astounding, the arrangements. They're all virtuosos. I just saw them in town here a couple weeks ago.
Great.
They're just unbelievable. You'll hear about them. But there's a lot of good guys. There's a band out there called Vintage Trouble. And if you look at the Pablo Cruz Live DVD, we actually had the lead singer, Ty Taylor, did a rendition of Love Will Find a Way. I don't know if you got into that or not.
Yeah, I got it. I didn't care for that one as much. I don't know. And I'm a big fan of you guys. I don't know why. I tried, but I couldn't get it.
Yeah, well, we loved it, and I love that guy, that singer. I mean, I think he's just an amazing vocalist, this guy. And if you get a chance to check their band out, they've been opening for, you know, they were on tour with The Who last summer in Europe, and they're a really, really popular band, live. Amazing live. Yeah, that was an acquired taste. It was because it's a different record than the original Love Will Find a Way. You know, so sometimes, you know, but the idea was to make it, you know, maybe more current, a little more organic, and not be, you know, even have to worry about the original recordings. You know?
Sure. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, and it's going to be hot, so wear something cool.
Is it like really super hot?
Yeah, wear something cool. Load up on fluids beforehand. And I know you guys, when you start out a show, you guys are a lot sweatier when you end than when you start the show. So it's that's going to be the case. Yeah. That's going to be the case here in Atlanta. And
how hot is it there?
It's about 100% humidity today and about 90.
Oh, wow.
And it's and it's supposed to get a little hotter as the next week goes on. So you guys have played hot shows before. This is going to be this is going to rank right up there probably for you.
Well, I like that weather once in a while, so I'm looking forward to it. Dave Jenkins just moved down to Nashville, so I think he's probably living in that weather.
Yeah, I had the pleasure, or maybe the displeasure, of Dave sitting next to him on a plane one time. So he's a good guy.
Why was it a displeasure?
For him, probably.
Oh, I see.
No, he's that was fun. He used to do voiceover work for some of Delta's on-air channels on their planes. I don't know if he still does that or you knew about that. Yeah, he would introduce like the songs on Delta's little music channels when you were flying. This is Dave Jenkins from Pablo Cruz, and the next song is blah blah whatever.
Do they still have that on the plane? They change those.
I think so. They change them out all the time. But for a while there, he was voicing some of them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Well, listen, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. I talked to Dave, and he's excited, and the guys are all excited to go get into Atlanta and do the show.
Well,
and I'm excited to hear the whole review, too. I think it's going to be great. I'm a big fan of Gary Wright's, and
yep.
I always have been, so that's going to be fun. I've never met him, and actually never even seen him play.
Going to be a fun night. I'll be there with my wife, and it should be fun.
Okay, well, come up and say hello. We'll meet. Are you going to that party, too?
I don't know anything about a party. I got the VIP access. I don't know what that means, but my wife and mother-in-law and me are going to take it in that night, so.
All right. Well, cool, man. Well, thanks for the interview, and I look forward to seeing you meet you.
Sure, and I'll run a little piece ahead of time, and big fan of you guys. Keep up the good work.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Corey. Take care.
All right.